It's the B-List, guys. I'm B. I'm here with she's a former guest previously, a couple times, Katie Burdick. She is one half of Bravo Bitch on Instagram, Twitter, all of that. How are you? What's going on?
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. Yes, the TikTok now.
I'm trying to make it on TikTok.
No, you guys are like all over the place on TikTok, right? Like you pop up on mine. Oh, really? Okay. You pop up on mine, so but I don't like click on people's
yeah.
profile. Yeah.
But hi, how's it going? I'm
Hello.
so excited
It's
to
so
be
funny.
here.
As we got on, I was looking at Chili's, like started some beef. Chili's beef. Yeah, Chili's was adding TGI Fridays. They were like, honestly, we didn't know you guys were still open. Congrats. It's like, oh my God. If you guys still fight, please drop the location. I have to be there. Because you know,
Please.
we're Chili's. We're
We are Team
Chili's.
Chili's all the way.
Former Chili's employees.
Former employees. Wait, that's so funny though, because when I
What?
worked at Chili's, there was a Fridays across the street. And
Uh-huh.
we would Oh my God. Okay.
That's so
Chili's
depressing.
social media is like, they're like
Popping.
solely responsible for like the resurgence of Chili's.
I feel like it's got to be like Candace Dillard or something running there, like, because it's always just like on and popping. Something's going on over there.
I love it.
Do you think, wait, really quick, Candace Dillard, do you think she's going to come back to Potomac? You think?
You know what's so funny? I was just thinking about her.
I never
I
think about her,
hope
but
you
yeah.
don't.
I mean,
I was
if she
thinking
comes
about her because
back,
I
I'm
saw a
okay with
picture of
it.
her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see her. Does she post on Instagram and stuff?
I don't follow her,
Did she
but
have her baby?
she
I
did.
should know this.
That would
Okay.
be like a long time to be pregnant. I can't you imagine? Like 3 years.
I have like no concept of time. Okay.
As a woman that has actually birthed a baby, could you imagine being pregnant for 3 years? That seems like actual hell. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about childbirth, but
Oh,
it
hell.
seems, oh
9 months
no,
is
fuck
hell.
that.
Like, no.
Fuck.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
This episode's gonna be called The Ick.
It should be.
Icks abound. But first, I want to just touch on a couple things that are happening in the world.
Okay.
So you know, I'm like new to Southern hospitality. Like, or is it Southern hospitality? Yeah, it's Southern hospitality.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because you don't watch Southern Charm.
No, I don't watch that. But
No,
Southern hospitality fucking hits. Like it
hits.
hits. It hits.
It
But did you see Will and Emmy got engaged? This is
hits.
they're
It's so
so
good. I
good for reality TV. They're both like the most
They're so
delusional,
amazing.
crazy.
She's a gem, like for reality TV.
Yeah, she's
And
nuts.
she's so happy. This is all she wanted, was to
Yeah.
get engaged.
Put the cameras up
But it
ASAP.
was like right now.
Yeah.
Like I
I bet
wanted
they're
to
are
see
they filming, you
everybody's
think?
reaction. They have to be. It's
Yeah.
summertime almost, I guess. I'm already in like summer mode, but
Yeah.
I want to see everybody's reaction.
Yeah. Oh, they're gonna have some
And I want
fucking
to see,
thoughts because it
like,
seems like
oh,
everyone
I'm
hates
so
them.
excited.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If you guys aren't watching it, you really should. It's so good.
It's so good.
But Love Hotel. I didn't expect to like it as much as I do.
Me neither. So I wasn't even gonna watch it because I'm like, I just don't really have time for something like this. I thought it was
Yeah.
gonna be dumb. But I was like folding laundry and I just wanted to put something on that I didn't have to like pay attention to. Oh, I am hooked. I'm
Yeah.
obsessed. I actually love it. I
I
need
mean,
to finish this last week's episode, but
I feel like it's divided by the women that actually are serious about this situation. Like, I feel like Ashley and Shannon actually would date some of these men. But then I feel
yeah,
like
you're
Giselle and
right.
Luann, Giselle
No.
is just like there for the check. She's just always,
Yeah.
I mean, she's kind of terrible for this show, I think, personally. I just don't think there's like, she's not a very genuine, like, it just seems like she's always on. I would like to get someone on there
Yes.
who really is like kind of cuckoo
Wants
and
to
would,
find love.
yeah. Or I
Like
think that Heather Gay would be
Luann.
really serious about it.
Oh, Heather Gay would be great for that.
She'd be really, really good for it. I think also, I feel like, what other single?
I mean, they're all pretty much single.
I mean,
Well,
yeah.
she Shannon and Ashley are great
Yeah.
for it. I'm
No, they're
actually
good. Yeah,
loving
yeah,
them.
yeah.
Luann, it's just like her, it's the Luann show, right? She's just like being her silly, like, I'm
Yeah.
Luann, like, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And, but who else could be? Heather Gay would be amazing. Carol.
Carol Radziwill? That'd be so weird. She would be the worst person for this fucking show. I can't imagine her dating. I do miss her though.
Like single people, and the first thing I went to, I was like, okay, the widows. Okay.
It's good though. It's good.
It's
I'm
good. It's
watching it. It's
fun.
good.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I were to give you Mia, Drew, Portia, or Jesse Solomon, who's the biggest liar on Bravo?
Oh my God. Mia, Drew, Jesse, and well, I'd say Mia and Jesse.
Yeah, it would have to, I mean, if in a lie
And
off,
Drew.
I feel like Mia might win because I feel like she actually believes her lies.
She believes them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drew is like a liar, but like it's like little things. Like Michael
It's
Jordan
like
is my
she.
cousin. It's so it's weird. It's
And
weirdo shit.
then
It's
she
like
gets like caught, and then she just like, like,
it's so weird to see.
it's
Drew
not
is fucking
smart lying.
no, it's just very messy. But it's
Yeah.
like adorable.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah.
Jesse, did you watch What Happens Live last night? Well, we'll get
I
into
didn't.
everything.
Well, let's get into it now because we're going to talk all about
Okay.
Jesse. It's a Jesse heavy episode, I guess.
Well, he was
Although
on it.
I want to preface by saying, I mean, if you follow me at all on social media, I mean, why else would you be listening to this if you, how else would you have found this? However, I shit on Jesse a lot, as you should, because he's literally one of the worst men that's ever been cast on the show. He might be worse than Kyle, I think. Yeah,
Yeah.
but I think that he's such good TV though. Like we need him. Like he should be on
No,
this
we need
show for,
him.
yeah.
Yes.
But
It was great casting getting West and Jesse. It's exactly what the summer
yes,
house needed.
they're a good balance for each other because I feel like
Yeah.
Wes kind of like is really fucking normal in this dynamic. Like he's like, bro, are you serious?
Yes. And that's what was happening on Watch What Happens Live last night. Like
Yeah,
Jesse
so
was
tell
like
me.
straight up like a lot. Okay, so a caller or Andy, someone had the question of like, so bringing up the fact that Jesse was like mad that Lexi was flirting with West or whatever, and he was
We
doubling down and being like, no, I wasn't, and they were like, we
literally
watched
have you
it,
on
bro,
camera. Like,
like
what are you doing?
you were, and he was like, no, I was just like happy that we were, and West was like, okay, like
It
it
gets really
was
quiet.
so
Like,
awkward, yeah,
there's
but
something
West is
really
like.
kind of.
There's something off with Jesse, but West is like with it. I feel like even in himself, like he can like reflect and like he's aware of what he's doing, you know? Like Jesse is like no accountability, no awareness, like ick, big
It could
ick.
be interesting to get a show of a couple of single men in the same sense, in the same kind of format as Love Hotel, but for the men. Like West on one could be funny. But I think people
Well,
hate him too much right now, so we need a couple.
why? I don't know.
I'm
I
kind of,
like
I mean, I know
him.
why. I know why they do, because they just like are like Sierra loyalists and think that, you know, but it's
Like Sierra, but it's like also like that shit happens. Like
yeah.
that happens. Like, did we really think they were gonna get married? Like, it
No.
was his first, he was in the house. It was his first time. Like, of course. I mean, aren't you glad it like ended when it did and it didn't turn into this 2-year relationship and then
Yeah.
he left you? Like
Yeah.
he realized, I'm gonna get famous, I'm gonna like this attention, like I'm out. Like I kind of feel like it's fair.
I feel like all these people don't really talk very much when the show's not filming anyway. So like, why is it a big
Right.
deal? I don't know. But so last night on the, well, it wasn't last night, was it? Was it last night? Yeah, it was last night.
Yeah, it was last night,
Okay, this will
I
air
think.
like
Yeah.
Friday. Jesse was broken up with on national television. Fucking love that for all of us. But I feel like Lexi knew going into the, she like had been planning. I feel like Lexi's one of those people who like really plans out her scenes. She's like, I'm gonna sit down. She doesn't land the plane though, because she's not very good at confrontation. But she's like in the car on the way there. She's like, no, I'm gonna break up with him when we get there. And I'm gonna
Yeah.
plan, and like she does it on
She's
like the,
working for a season two.
and I
Like
think
she
she deserves
is,
it. That's my hot
well,
take. I
yeah,
don't,
they're not gonna let her go now.
I think she's being so
Like,
messy behind the scenes, and I kind of love it.
yeah.
Because I
Yeah.
think she's kind of like actively creating this divide in the girl group. Because I, you know what I mean? I feel like, but
No,
then we
she
meet
knows what she's
Brenty.
doing. Like she's working, I feel like. And like obviously she's a model and she wants to be on the show.
Yeah.
She wants another season. Like, this is
Yeah.
her big break. So
Yeah.
she's gonna like do what she has to do. Like, she dated Drake. Like, Jesse, you think she really cares about Jesse?
It's fucking hilarious. But I just feel like she's got to learn more about confrontation, and she's got to get better at the actual filming
She
apparatus
needs
that is the show.
to go to the school of Lindsay Hubbard, and
And
she needs to get some
exactly.
tips.
Exactly. And you know what I was thinking about? I was like watching her kind of deal with Jesse and not really like land the plane. Like I said, Workus twins would have ended Jesse. Like
Oh,
we need a Workus energy in this house really soon. I think we need someone who's gonna
yeah.
throw watermelons, like fight with men. Like, you know what I mean? We need that.
I
We need
know.
some crazy bitches.
We need them, yeah, because Paige, Amanda, and Sierra—they're too like level-headed.
Right.
Sierra gets
Right.
mad, she gets angry, but she kind of like shuts down, like when
Yeah.
she's mad at Wes. And Amanda—I mean, Amanda has slammed a few things. She's angry too, but I don't know. We need some craziness. We need some
Amanda's
reactiveness.
on her SSRIs or whatever, her like
She's
yeah,
chilling.
she's chilling. She's not throwing shit
She
anymore. She's
does
just
not
baking
give a
cookies.
shit because I know because I'm on it too, and like we don't care.
Good
Okay,
fuck.
do what you want.
So, Lexi has the ick. Fair. You know what?
Mean,
It's like
obvious.
when she explained that she had the ick, because he said he was getting a manicure at like 9:30, and she knew that he was probably lying to go fucking cheat and be a hoe. When she said the ick, though, I instantly felt that in my soul. Like, once you have the ick, you can't. There's not going
It's
back.
over.
It's over.
It's
There's
over.
not. We're
It's
not laying down
over.
in the same bed. She
No.
was like, "We're not. I can't even like be. I don't want you to touch me."
He wears toe spacers like all the time. Did you see?
Does he?
He had them
No.
on last night when they were cuddling on the bed.
Wait,
If
why does he
you
have toe
like,
spacers? What does that
I don't
do?
know. Well, it like,
I
and
know
you
for when
might.
you get your nails done, but why would you wear them if you don't?
No. Okay. So my daughter wears toe spacers sometimes for dance to like, I don't know, like it's a dance thing to like make your toes like separate. But he was talking about it on Watch What Happens Live. Like he's
What
like
was his excuse?
to keep his toes like spread out so they don't get squished together.
Y'all, he's a fucking weirdo. I'm
He's
sorry, you guys. He's a
a
fucking weirdo. Everything that I learn about this man is against my will. He's a fucking super villain. I do not like his energy, but he's great for TV.
Oh my
Do not
God.
want to be in his space.
But thankful to have him on TV.
He really did have no idea. He was kind of like caught blindsided when she breaks up with him, though.
Yeah, it was like priceless watching his
It
face.
was priceless. And
Yeah.
then
And
he talked about
it
getting
was
his manicure.
refreshing. I liked it because it's usually the men
Yeah.
fucking over the women on Summer
Yeah.
House. And she was like, no. So I
Yeah.
liked that.
I love how Emeril was like, this is all going down. And Emeril's sitting there on the lawn chairs, and he's like, looks at Kyle, and he's like, has this happened before? Shut up. Go away. Go over there.
Go away.
Go
Like, why are you
away.
here? Edit him out. Like, they completely edited him out
Like, he
of
does
that
not
dinner
watch
last
this
week.
show. They did.
No,
Yeah. He
he,
was, yeah.
yeah.
He's never
It's
watched the
very
show before.
strange.
Apparently, he leaves the reunion early. I'm good. Good. Good for
I'm
you.
good. I mean, nothing against, like, whatever. It just was not a good fit. I don't know why they casted
I'm
him.
also confused because they keep showing these scenes of him riding up on a motorcycle. So, does that mean he doesn't bring luggage? Like, I'm so
Well,
confused.
I think he drops his stuff off to Kyle and Amanda and they bring it.
So why would you
Maybe.
like? I'm so sorry. You don't understand this as maybe an OC girl, but like, because she's on the West Coast, guys.
Yes.
From New York City to the Hamptons on a Friday in traffic, like, you would not want to sit on a fucking motorcycle. He probably is sitting on that motorcycle for at least 4 hours.
Wait, what?
It takes that long to get out to Montauk on without traffic. It's like three sometimes, two and a half, three. I'm kind of like, Montauk is the
So,
edge of like Long Island, so it's very fucking far. And with traffic on a Friday, oh fuck it. So he's sitting
do
on the.
motorcycles split lanes on the East Coast? Like, can they go in between traffic and
I
like,
don't think so. I don't
oh.
think so. Whatever it is, it's not worth it. Like, he should just be in the SUV and gossiping. Also, I feel like that's kind of my favorite parts of Summer House is when they're in the
Right.
SUV on the way up. Like, oh my God, could you
How
imagine?
is he getting out of that? That's like a great.
The way I would fucking ride up with Lindsay Hubbard every week, be like,
Oh,
okay,
every time.
bitch, okay, so what
Just
did
tell
I do?
him,
So,
I will
bitch.
drive you. I will bring you whatever you want. Like, you're in my car.
Like Lindsay, Lexi, and Gabby in the car talking about how
Oh.
she's gonna break up with them on the way there. And Lindsay's like, oh man, unmatched. So, yeah, but we're over Emeril. Too much
Yeah,
fucking.
I'm good. Yeah, oh my God.
Bring back some decorum. Bring back some fucking decorum.
Like,
Like,
do that at home. Like, why are you even like on the show? Like, just stay
it's
home and do that.
weird random bitches walking in around my house like at 9 a.m. in the morning being like, where's
I
my
would not like
shoes?
that.
Be so fucking
Yeah.
serious.
No, like, no,
Oh.
thank you.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 1-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Best case scenario, though, I feel like the best case scenario is that he's like a really, really messy man because he just couldn't even help himself. Like when they broke up, right? And then he goes upstairs to like cry with West or whatever. And then everybody's slow because you know everybody's fucking messy. I mean, I would be in there too, but they all got into his
Oh,
fucking room and made it smell like a gym. They had
yeah.
like stack bitches were like, they had 10 people deep in there. Everyone except for Lexi was in that room just
Yeah.
gossiping. And he couldn't even help being like, oh, and she was talking about you, Sierra. Like, shut the fuck up.
I
Shut the. He
know.
just wants to turn the girls against each other. It's nuts. I.
He is a messy, messy queen. Like, he is so messy.
Sometimes, like, your biggest haters, girls, will be the guys that try to fuck you. And that is so diabolical. Like, that's crazy that they'll be your biggest haters.
But that's why he's like friends with the girls also, because he can like gossip and, you
Exactly.
know.
And then Kyle like tries to do what he does, but then goes downstairs to talk to Lexi and was just doesn't know what a red flag is, doesn't know what the ick is, tries to fucking relay the information, does a completely fucking
I
mishap.
mean, they're Lexi and Kyle are probably like 20 years apart.
It's nuts. Yeah, that's what's crazy to think about too.
Yeah. I mean, not really, but
But Kyle looks
probably
good for his age
close.
though. Kyle looks
Kyle
good.
looks great for his age. He really does look good for his age
All things
because,
considered.
yeah. I don't know how. I mean, he's spent his whole life partying, but
Seriously.
he looks great for his age. He does not look 42. I will
I
give
will
him
say
that.
though, like the episode's 10 out of 10. I think it's like the best of the season. We've got everyone's
Yeah.
firing on all cylinders. Lexi's probably like working at her best capacity that she could possibly do.
Yeah.
Emeril spoke, so that's good for him. Jesse is doing the best diabolical supervillain impression
Behave, yeah.
ever. Lindsay at that fucking dinner being
Freedom dinner.
batshit.
I'm only referring to dinners as freedom dinners from now on.
And the fact that it's just like subs and then there was a giant bowl full of mayonnaise packets and like just
I love
like
it.
it's fucking
And if anyone else did that, like,
yeah, it
I
wouldn't
don't
hit.
love, I do not love when Bravo celebrities and housewives and stuff like use their lines, you know, and their jokes that like we have made.
Self-referential.
I don't like that. It like bothers me,
It
but
really
not with
bothers
her.
me when like Dorinda used to do it. It got a little too
Yes,
meta. It takes
exactly.
me out of it. But for some reason,
Yeah.
S Summer House, because a lot of them are influencers, well, they're all influencers, like, technically, I guess. It just feels
Yeah.
like perfect on that show.
Exactly. When Lindsay, and Lindsay can do anything. I mean, mostly anything, but when she does it, it doesn't bug me. But that was so and the post right before she got there.
Fucking like an essay. I love her so much.
The timeline. I love her so much. And she just doesn't care. Like, she truly doesn't. Like, Carl, like, keeps saying, like, oh, you're jealous or you're, like, still upset and, like, you care so much. It's like, but no, she doesn't. Like,
She
she
doesn't.
does
It's just the
not.
storyline, and
Like,
she's like
she's
milking
petty
it.
and she's gonna, like, and she's just gonna, like, keep doing what she's doing, but she doesn't care.
You didn't think that she wasn't going to go to fucking hell if you dated her and it went wrong. Like, she's the
Right.
pettiest person on fucking earth. She
Yeah.
goes to fucking hell.
Yeah.
What do you think happens, season 10? Because that's what we're coming up on. And I think that they're going to keep all the same people, just minus Emeril.
Do you think Carl has a place?
I think that Carl rounds out his time on the show next season. I think they're going to
Yeah.
give him a final send off at 10. And I think the same could be said for Paige. And it would be weird to lose all these
Really?
people right before the 10, right?
I think that they're not getting rid of Paige anytime soon, unless she decides to leave.
I think she'll make the decision, and I think she's good right now. I think Lindsay's
Yeah.
what we've got to worry about.
Do you think, what do you think about Lindsay going to Roni?
Well, I was totally going to talk about this, yeah. But wait,
Okay.
before we do
Oh, okay.
that, on the concept of or on the topic of like potential spinoffs, right? I think I talked about this with Steven last week. I was like,
Oh,
oh.
your the page. Yeah.
Well, we need like when Amanda does get pregnant, we need to give her a mini series, like we're talking like a 4 or 5 episode little Peacock thing where her and the girls go as like a baby shower and they get to go out to like one last hurrah. Well, I guess you can't do that if you're
Oh, like a
pregnant,
babe.
right? Like a baby shower and everyone gets to
Yeah,
get
but
fucked
they could
up.
like, yeah, everyone except her.
But at the same time, well, I it would happen after she has the baby, right?
Oh, okay.
Maybe for like a couple days, and the men are stuck babysitting, so they get to film, and the men have to
Oh.
stay. So the men have to stay at home and cook and take care of the baby. It's
Wait,
Jesse,
that's so funny.
and then
And
the
you know
girls
what?
go on vacation.
They do that on Love Island.
Do
Okay, you
they?
don't watch Love Island,
No, I
UK,
don't.
but they used to
Yeah.
do this at the very end with like the final couples. They bring in these fake babies that like cry and all this stuff, okay? And then they send the girls on like a girl day.
I love that. But do it
And
for like a
then
week.
I
Do it for like a full week. Just like,
who do you think would be the best at taking care of the baby? I think West.
I feel like Wes really would kind of
Because
be.
I think he has a great mom. You know,
Yeah,
I think she's like really like raised him
I mean, he
well.
seems the most responsible man in that house, honestly, which is not saying much. The bar's in fucking
Yeah.
hell. So,
Yeah.
but he's, you know.
The bar is in hell.
I also think that potential spinoffs, like if there is another Love Hotel, definitely Sierra Paige could go on it. Maybe with like two girls from
Yeah.
another show or something like that, you know?
Yes, that would be great,
But
Sierra and Paige.
then it's essentially Love Island at that
Gabby
point.
would be good on.
Gabby would, and it would give her something. Give her something to do because we need something. I'm really pulling at straws here, people. Like, gotta give
Know.
Gabby. I love you, Gabby.
I
I can't
love
explain
Gabby.
it. I love Gabby.
Me too.
But we were talking about Lindsay on Roni. So Roni, everyone's been saying that it's like canceled. Page Six kind of jumped the gun. And they admittedly did so because afterwards Andy Cohen came out and said, no, it's not canceled.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which we kind of knew on the back. Like, there's no way. Like they were
No.
casting, they still are casting, they're deep in casting. I think Lindsay's for sure. There's no way that they don't.
Yeah, I think that, and I mean, she's been like hanging out with them.
Yeah, makes
She was
sense.
with Aaron, she was with Jessel. I think those
Yeah.
two should definitely stay.
For sure. Those would be Erin deserves it.
Yeah.
Erin is she works her ass off. She's trying to make a fucking show.
Like her or
Brynn,
not, like
no.
she's good casting for the show, I think. And I really think, I mean, I don't think that Roni with the new Roni was horrible. And I'm not in the camp of like
Yeah.
bring back the old one
No,
because it's
you're a
done.
sane, logical person.
Yeah, I loved
Anybody that
it. It
was
was
awake for
amazing.
season 13 understands how bad and
No,
unwatchable that was. It's
it's
like,
over. It would be like Love Hotel times seven, like with Luann. Like
yeah.
we're good. We're
Oh,
done. It was
God.
great, right? Okay.
My question about it
So,
is, it's like when Wendy Williams was like, who likes House of Day or who likes Beyonce? And everyone clapped. She's like, well, then why didn't you buy House of Darion? Or you know what she said? She was like, who likes Sierra? And everyone claps. She's like, well, why don't you buy her music? And
hear?
everyone
Yeah,
shut up.
I
It's like, that's how I feel about Roni. It's like everybody's like, bring back the OGs. It's like, then why didn't you watch seasons 12 and 13?
Yeah, and it was like,
You
you
know, it's
guys,
like, come on.
good things come to an end,
Yeah, and
and
that's
the
okay.
time is over, and it's okay. And I don't think the new Roni is as good as it can be, but like it took a long, it takes some time.
You know
Like,
what was also bad when it first started was Roni when they did the original reboot of with Carol and Heather. People hated
yeah.
that. And then after 2 or 3 seasons, you were like, once
It
Aviva
was
left,
like
we
the,
were
it
like,
was one of the
oh,
best seasons of all time, right? Once they finally got to that sweet spot of like Tinsley and Bethany and you know, but just give them some time. We have to work some things out.
Let them cook.
Yes,
Let
like
them
there
cook.
needs to be, and I don't think that like individually, like I think individually the casting was fine, but as a group, they're just not like working together. So I love Jenna. Like, it pains me to say this, but
She's not
she's
it for
not
the
a
show.
housewife. Like, she's just not. Like, maybe she can like be in a cameo and come to like a party, but she needs to be off the show. Uba needs to go. Brynn needs to go. But
Yes.
I say you keep
Rhett,
Erin.
Raquel.
Keep Raquel. Or you want to get rid of Raquel?
No, I keep
Keep
Raquel.
Raquel. I really enjoyed Raquel, and I think with the right people, she would be really great.
And Jenna sucks too much of the air out of the room. She's too rich. She's too much name recognition. It's like makes the other women uncomfortable. We
And
need
she's
just
not sharing her,
anything.
like, Raquel came in, like, she's sharing about her relationship, her mom. Like, she can stay. And Jessel's great for reality TV. And Erin is that, like, you need someone like Erin. Just
Up
that
for sure.
annoying white woman that's gonna,
Yes, absolutely.
you
Like
know.
she's like Erin is definitely that girl in the Cut article about the West Village girlies. Like that's
Oh, yes.
the junior version of Erin. Like that's her, you know what I mean?
Yes. Okay.
It's okay that they exist. Where are you on Psy then?
I don't know.
I like
I don't.
Psy. I'm willing to give her one more chance. I like Psy. I can't explain it.
I've been following Psy for like years and years before she was, yeah. And so I was so excited to see her. And I actually think that second season she was better for her than the first. And again, like, given the right cast, I think that she could be better.
I
I
bet
do.
she's
I have a,
fun. I bet
yeah,
she's fun, you know?
I have a problem with how I don't like it when they say, like, when they come to it as like, and Uba was like this, and I think like Psy was a little bit like this, like, oh, they're trying to make jokes, like, oh, it's gonna be funny, like, we're just so fun, like,
Shut up. You're not. We'll decide who's funny.
we'll
Okay.
decide who's funny, okay?
You get
Like,
drunk. Okay.
yeah,
You get
you get
drunk,
drunk
fall
and
down.
fight.
Hee hee ha ha. Joke funny.
Yeah, save your one, like, save it, okay?
Or when
Maybe in the
someone's like,
confessional.
just give us a little sneak peek of what the new season's going to be like. Tell us to describe the new season to us. And people are like, well, it's really funny. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Nope, that's
Oh,
fucked.
fuck. Now
We're
we're
fucked.
fucking cooked.
Yeah.
If people don't look like they just got back from war,
Yeah.
if they look like
Yeah.
they're having war flashbacks in their eyes, like when you
Yeah.
ask that, then we, you know what I mean?
Then it's like Gina and Emily energy. Like, oh, it's funny. We're funny. Like,
No,
you're
no,
not
babe.
funny. I
You're
couldn't think
not.
of anyone like less funny than you, Gina.
But
Okay? Like, no.
somehow has maintained her spot on this fucking show. And a
The
funny.
biggest mystery to me, I will never understand.
And I love how like her original kind of slant was that she's super fucking broke. But now after being a 6-season housewife on the one of the like highest rated
She's still
franchises,
fucking broke. No, just kidding.
no, I feel like she's probably like really she's probably making easily six.
She
Yeah,
has
she's
to be, but why does she still have six kids in one bedroom?
because maybe she's like leaning into I mean, that's what I would do. It's kind of like how in Vanderpump Rules they have to like still like work at the restaurant.
Pretend that they're, yeah, but it's like housewives. This is not like, I just never understood.
I don't want to see Gina as a rich woman. Like I need to see her broke. Otherwise, I'm fucking not interested. Like you're not funny enough or
Could you
interesting enough.
imagine?
We need to decrease the budget a little bit.
That's
It's,
very true, actually.
I
Yeah.
mean, honestly, like you know, I love a broke housewife. Like when Karen Huger had like linoleum countertops and the wigs were slanted. Like that's the sweet spot for me. I kind of, you know, I love Karen, but when she comes out of jail, I need her to be a little bit destitute, just a little bit. I don't want to
That's
like,
so crazy. Like, we're like sitting here and Karen's sitting in jail. Like, that's so
so crazy to think about. Sometimes I'll just be like sitting in bed eating and I'm like not
weird.
eating, but like
Like,
eating like bonbons, watching TV. And I'm like, that's crazy that my mother is in jail right now. My mother is like behind bars. That's so nuts. Listen, I want to go over to the bonus episode. I want to talk about well, actually, before we go over to the bonus episode, I want to talk about one of my things on my list this week, and then that'll lead us into the
okay.
bonus. Well, it should be goes without saying, but Real Housewives of Rhode Island, people have been talking about it forever. We have an idea of who's going to be on it. It's all Italian. It's
It's a
so up
dream
my
for
fucking
you and
fucking
I.
how you know. Hello. And I
My
used to live in
dream.
Boston, so it's like very close proximity to Rhode
Oh.
Island. So it's like spent time there. I think people that aren't from New England, like they kind of have this idea. Oh, it's going to be like really wealthy old money. No, babe. Cranston, Rhode
So
Island, trash. Like,
I
it's going to
didn't
be
know
pizza
that
parlors.
because that's what I love. Like, that is like my sweet spot. Like,
It's
give
going to
it to
give
me.
Jersey.
I love it. But I
Yeah.
didn't think that about Rhode Island because, like, obviously, I'm not from the East Coast, but I thought Rhode Island was like going to be like, I don't know, like
Yeah.
old money, like maybe like Greenwich, Connecticut vibes or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But when the cast started getting leaked and the pizza
And half of
parlors
them look
and
like fucking mob
the botched
wives.
Botox, like, give it to me now.
They're
I
like
cannot
the like
wait.
drug dealer allegations about one being tied to like a guy being up for
Oh,
like four felt. It's like I
it's gonna hit. It's gonna be like Salt Lake City. Like, they're gonna come in and they're gonna completely just kill it. It's gonna be
there's like
so
a
good.
white There's like a white woman who uses like glitter graphics in her fucking Instagram reels, and she has box braids, and she just fresh from vacation, and she's white. I inject it directly into my fucking
Yeah,
veins. These women
like
are gonna
now
be a
it's
nightmare. It's gonna
yep,
be.
so good. That's the other thing, going back to like Roni and the cast, is like they're too self-aware, like in a
Yeah.
set, like they care too much about like their
Yeah.
how people perceive them, and like
Yeah.
they're on social media, like they're Jenna's been in the industry, like they're all somewhat in the industry, so they know kind of how to act. And we don't want that. We don't want, we
Yeah.
want you to not know how to act and not
Yeah.
how to behave. And we're gonna get that with Rhode Island.
We're gonna, yeah. And I feel like New York is gonna eventually get there. It's
They're gonna
just,
get there. We're gonna get
yeah.
there for sure.
But I'm hyped for Rhode Island. Let's go
So
over to the
excited.
bonus because I want to talk a bit
Okay.
about news about Britt Eady. And I want to talk about OC. There's some news about Katie Janella. I want to talk about your list. And,
Okay.
tell the people where to follow you on social media. I mean, they already know, but
At
just for
Bravo
fun.
Bitch on Instagram, and then go follow my TikTok. Follow my TikTok. I only have 1,000 followers.
It's only 1,000. Fuck.
Yeah.
I
I
said that
know. We
like,
have
wait, do
like
I have more?
almost 500,000 followers on Instagram. So I'm like, go follow my TikTok.
That's crazy because maybe it's just because I follow you. You guys pop up on mine all the time, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, because you follow me
Yeah, because I
probably. But
follow, yeah.
also I haven't been like super consistent, but I'm trying now. So
Yeah.
okay.
Go to patreon.com/thebelist guys to subscribe to the bonus episodes. You can get this episode and previous ones. And we are gonna go over there and talk a bit about other shit. Oh, Miami. Ooh.
Ooh, Miami
Okay.
again.
Bye guys.